You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. The first item ever sold on eBay was, in fact, a collectible. And although Piero Midiard didn't know that it was a collectible until it sold, he thought it was just a broken laser pointer, and he sold it to a buyer who said he collected broken laser pointers. So you can never assume what is and isn't collectible. And that's something that our next guest could never be held guilty of doing. Her name is Lexi Sack. She's the manager of eBay's collectibles category, and she's here now to tell us what's happening in the collectibles area on eBay. Lexi, so tell us a little bit about yourself and follow that up with your role as category manager. What do you do for in that regard?
Certainly. Thanks for having me on, Griff. Really appreciate it. I am, as you mentioned, the category manager for our collectibles business. I work with teams across eBay to help grow the category by providing our buyers and sellers with a world-class experience. And in addition to working at eBay, I'm also part of the eBay community.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh, I didn't know this about you.
I am. I love historic items and personally collect fountain pens. One of my recent purchases, actually, which I'm very excited about, was a fountain pen that had been fashioned out of an old World War II cartridge, which is, I have displayed prominently on my coffee table at home.
Where can we find your eBay? I'm going to look you up.
Well, she's a buyer. You're primarily a buyer, right?
Primarily a buyer. A few things.
So we don't tend to look up buyers because it's private.
I'm not going to look up buyer. Yeah.
So so you have some history as a collector.
So I do, and it makes it that much more exciting to be working on the category.
Yeah. So what are some of the things the collectibles team is working on this year, and what are you most excited about?
Sure. So I'm really excited about really our renewed focus on the collectibles business. As Griff mentioned, you know, collectibles is really the heart of eBay. It's a core part of the business, a core part of eBay's history, and it's really fun to be digging into a category that has so much history and so much enthusiasm from its customers. Our team really this year is focused on strengthening the experience that we provide to our collectibles customers. We're focused on driving more engagement in the category, focused on bringing higher quality trusted inventory to the site. One of the things that we're doing in that regard is that we've been building out our collectible special events program. This features inventory from some of our trusted sellers through limited time events. And these events are highlighted to our buyers and help to drive greater engagement in the category.
Special events. So tell us a little bit about those. And for example, what does one look like in a recently held special event for collectibles?
Sure. So we have about 5 events going on actually at the moment. One of those is an antiques event with items from W. Wolst 12, one of our antique sellers in Rhode Island. Another is a premier graded card event with items from one of our sports mem sellers, PWCC. Both of those events feature inventory starting at 99 cents with no reserve, so it's a great chance for buyers to find, discover treasures and find deals on eBay. Really finding some unique items.
So if I want to find one of these events right now, how do I find it?
Sure. So if you go onto our collectibles homepage, and on the left-hand side of the page, the left-hand nav, you will see an area called Current Events.
Exactly.
And that current events page will take you to a hub page that has all of our current events. And then at the bottom, you'll see what events are upcoming as well. So please feel free to check them out.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. So I see there's a premier graded cards event for trading cards.
Yes.
There's a coin event called AmpMex. And AmpMex is the seller?
AmpMex is the seller. It's one of our coin sellers.
There's a sports memorabilia event that ends in 12 days. Here's the antiques event. Ooh, look at that. Oh, there's a wedding stamp event, too. I never heard of such a thing. This is interesting. So I'm going to click on the antiques. Oh, now I have to stop doing the show so I can go shopping. So, Lee, I'll let you take
okay,
over.
Bye.
Bye. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, stay here with me, though. So, I mean, Griff is gone, so it's you and me, honey.
No, I'm not really gone. I'm still here. But I'm shopping in the antiques event right now. Ooh, look at all that cool stuff.
Some fun things in there.
Lots of there's jewelry, silverware, books.
Any lunch boxes?
No, this is a little bit tonier than your darn lunch boxes,
okay.
Lee.
So,
oh, look. That looks like, what a weird painting. A 1942 antique portrait of a young girl with a stuffed panda. Oh my heavens, that's, I got to put this on my watch list. That's kind of weird. Yeah, this is really cool. So tell us again how we get there, because people may not heard
certainly,
the first time.
Certainly. So if you go to the collectibles homepage.
So how do we get there?
So if you go to ebay.com
mm-hmm.
and then click on collectibles and art at the top of the page, you'll be taken to the collectibles and art homepage. And scrolling down on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see a section that says collectible special. So it's current events. And click
or
on
shop
that.
Events.
Shop events.
Shop events.
Current events.
Okay.
And that current events link will take you to the homepage for our events program.
Wow, lots of bids. It seems like this is really successful in engaging people. I've never seen so many bids in one place. What have been the results that you've noticed from the program so far having special events? Does it actually drive more traffic to the site in general?
It does. It's really helped us to drive traffic, to drive engagement. It's been a great chance to again, re-engage that community of our collectibles customers.
I can tell you right now what some of our listeners may be thinking, which is, wait a minute, how did that seller get to host this? I want to be included
yeah.
in this. So how does that work?
Sure. So we work with our managed sellers to source this inventory and work with them to make sure that they're being able to bring the trusted inventory to the site. We are looking for more people to participate in events. So if there are any sellers out there who are managed sellers and interested in bringing inventory to these events, please let your account manager know. We would be more than happy to help you get set up with an event.
So I know what the benefit is, but I'd love to hear it from your lips instead of mine, because our listeners are sick and tired of hearing from me. So I'm not a managed account, but I sell collectibles. What's the value in this? How is this going to help my sales?
Great question, Griff. Thanks for bringing that up. This is going to help because it's going to bring more traffic to the site. It's going to bring greater engagement of our community. So really what we're trying to do here is just build out the community that we have within the collectibles space.
And that's the important part. So, for example, there's one of the items that I saw here is the Modernist Taxo Mexico sterling silver and inlaid stone bracelet. So if you've never thought of shopping on eBay for Taxos sterling silver, which is a highly desirable market, you may see this and then you get outbid, but that's going to spur you to search for other examples of this on eBay that takes you into the general site.
And
am I wrong about that?
That's absolutely right. You know, it's funny. My husband will tell you when he looks at our monthly bills that I will do this all the time. I'll start shopping an event, and then before I know it, I'm on somewhere else discovering other unique pieces in the category.
What's the most recent thing you purchased on eBay?
Oh gosh, well the pen was actually the most recent.
The pen.
The pen was the most recent. Yeah.
So what sparked your interest in fountain pens?
You know, it really. Managing the category.
It's recent.
As I started to learn more, so I had a bit of a history with pens in that I was given a pen for graduation from high school by a family member and didn't think too much of it, but was intrigued by it.
And you still have that. You still have that pen.
I do have that pen. And really, as I started to learn more about the categories here, I just found myself perusing through and learning more about pens. And the more I learned, the more I wanted to collect them.
So you're spending money on pens. How are you displaying them?
So it's a great question. I have them displayed right now on my coffee table at home.
Oh, good. Okay, so they are out there.
They are out there, yes.
So I just bid on a Danish modern sterling silver pillbox.
From that sale?
Yeah, but I got outbidded.
Oh.
Is it the George Jensen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. George Jensen is very, very, very desirable in the silver category. But keep going. Don't be discouraged, Lee. Bid again.
Yes.
Bid some more,
bid
Lee.
Bid high and bid often. Okay, I've got my bid amount now in there, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, I put some things on my watch list from this sale. I find this hard to believe, but I'm gonna take it for the sellers. The seller knows what he's doing. He's got a small Arthur Dove painting, a watercolor, actually, up for sale. Arthur Dove is an extremely desirable American artist from the early 20th century, and I've always enjoyed his work. I'm like really intrigued by this. It's only, I know this sounds like a lot of money, but it's only $968. Now, for a real Arthur Dove, that's nothing.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Even in the watercolor market. It's about 12 inches by 10 inches, unframed. Interesting abstract. Big fan of Arthur Dove. Great watercolors. What would be some of your tips to somebody who's looking to get involved in selling their collectibles online on eBay?
Sure. For people that are new to selling collectibles, a couple of things to keep in mind. I think, one, and Griff, please jump in here, because I know you yourself are also a collectibles enthusiast and fantastic seller. But really, first and foremost, important to include a lot of photos. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're taking detailed photos.
Yeah, and this seller's taking incredible photos.
It is a really important part. The old saying, photo says is worth 1,000 words, really does hold true on eBay. Writing clear titles and descriptions, really important. And then also, because of the unique nature of collectibles, including the history of the item where possible, is also a great way of encouraging and increasing the appeal of those items. Telling the story, how it was found, where it came from, what it's been through, really can help to attract more buyers and increase, again, the appeal of that item.
Well, Lexi, I want to thank you for stopping by. Good luck with the events. We should check in regularly to find out how things are going.
Would love to.
And I know, of course, all of us who buy and sell collectibles appreciate this effort to re-energize that category.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Ring us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we will be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.